So now we're going to transition directly into our training tonight, and I am excited to have tonight on our call tonight John Gardner. And John's going to do a little a training for just about, 15, 20 minutes here that I think will be a significant perspective for you to consider, to embrace as you move forward and build your Legal Shield business. And so I know that John literally has been on the phone. He has had to walk around with his phone plugged into a charger today because he has been on the phone all day working with the team and building for our events in Wisconsin this weekend. Again, if anybody knows anybody in Wisconsin, John and I will be flying up there tomorrow doing events, a luncheon on Friday, a Q&A on Friday night, and a Super Saturday on Saturday. So build for Wisconsin. And Susan Osia has all the events information on that. But he literally has been on the phone back to back to back. I've literally had to get him off of calls to get him on the next call that he has scheduled on his agenda. As I did just a minute ago, I looked at him and said, "You have to get off that phone because we have our team call." And so he's rolling into the next call he's got tonight. So, John, I'm excited about what you're going to share with everybody tonight, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Well, and I hope Frank is listening because I'm going to bring out a point that I'm not sure that that we connected and during this past week when we were together. And so I want to talk tonight about the empirical evidence of how big this opportunity is. And as an attorney, evidence is an important thing because it is what proves the case. And it is based upon that evidence that action is taken. And so I spent my life gathering together empirical evidence of to support cases that caused results to happen. And so I wanted to share with you a sort of a different perspective on some of these things. Will be things that you have heard before, but some of them are totally different points of view, I hope, regarding why this company is going to explode and why you need to participate in the explosion and why you need to share this opportunity with others. It's a fascinating, as I have looked at, and I sort of went call to call. It was really strange. I went from a statewide call to a call with a bunch of law students who asked questions and were absolutely dumbfounded by the answers that they received to what they thought were going to be very difficult questions. So let me get started. We have before us a challenge and a goal by Jeff Bell of 2020. And 2020, if you break it down to the simple, is he wants to grow the company by almost tenfold in the next 44 months or so. Tenfold. Now, how can that happen? And I want to suggest to you how it can happen, but why this is the opportunity of a lifetime. First, we have historic growth in the company. And so just like what's beginning to happen in the stock market now, once it broke through 20,000, it kept and is going to keep going for a while. You test limits. And our company is following that same route. We have broken through records, and it continues to grow. And so I think that is the first piece of empirical evidence that we're about to really rise. Now, if you – and I want you to think about this. The past 10 years, and I don't know how many memberships we've sold, but we're 1.6 million now, and we've been around 44 years. And in the past 10 years, we've paid $1 billion in commissions. And Jeff is talking about growing the company tenfold in the next 44 months. And I mean, talking about billions of dollars of commissions. And so that alone should really cause you to wake up and say, well, is this a marketplace that we ought to get into? I get up in the morning when I've been over at Frank and Teresa's recently, and over the past 6 months or so, Frank has been studying the philosophies of Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger and others. And I heard something listening over the past couple of mornings that as I rode down the road and thought about how it applied to Legal Shield, blew me away. Warren Buffett talks about the fact that they like to buy capital-intensive businesses. And as an example, he used the railroads. He said, you know, I can buy a railroad for maybe $30 billion, but it's almost impossible to duplicate because somebody would have to spend $100 billion to buy the right-of-way and build the railways and buy all the stock you'd have to put on it, and it would take them decades if they had the $100 billion cash today. And so I really like to be in a business that is hard to duplicate. Well, in our particular case, when you think about 44 years of infrastructure, and if anybody's read the prepaid legal story, we don't have time for it tonight. We could spend all night long talking about all the things that had to be fixed over the 44 years, the licenses that had to get approved in the various states and the insurance commissions and the consumer affairs offices and getting the right firms and getting enough so that, for instance, like our firm in South Carolina and North Carolina, they get $600,000 a month. Well, for somebody to duplicate that, to get the regulatory approvals and to find the lawyers and to get a sufficient base that could get access to attorneys who will answer the phone 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, for $19.95 a month. It's almost impossible to duplicate. Well, that's one of our four things. But when I was listening to Warren Buffett, I thought to myself, you know, that is a business principle of his. Get involved with a company that is hard to duplicate. Well, who can object to his philosophy? The other thing that he said he liked to invest in, but they were very hard to find now. And he said, we really like companies that have almost no barrier to entry, in other words, are very low cost and huge rates of return in response to that cost. And so he said just very few people just don't – you can't find companies where there's not a lot of capital required. It has a huge ROI. Well, think about it with Frank and Teresa. You know, it's $100 to be appointed to this company, and they're getting a $400,000 a year return that's growing. Now, that's the second kind of company that Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett like to become involved in, and that is us. And so I'm sitting here thinking now, am I involved with the right company? And we listened to several hours of this stuff, and I'm sitting here, I mean, he just laid out why you should be involved, if for no other reason, with Legal Shield. Now, that is one of the things that we don't think about. We just sort of gloss over. This is an unprecedented opportunity. Now, secondly, we have shifted with the app, and I don't think we talk about this enough, from lawyers being intangible to them being tangible, from them being inaccessible to them being accessible, to them being more and more required to be treated fairly on a daily basis, but nobody but the rich with real access, to us being able to have it for ourselves and provide it to others. So you're sitting in a scenario where this shift from the intangible to the tangible has it's gone from a concept of access to attorneys to an app. It's gone from a concept to an app. Now, there is no denying, I'm reading a new book, The Upstarts, and it's about Airbnb and Uber. There is no denying that we are all walking around with devices made of glass, silicon, and plastic that we can slip into our pockets that are becoming the remote controls to our lives. And that's just a reality. But what we are doing is turning the impossible to pick up the phone and call a lawyer to the laughingly easy tapping an app access. Again, if you're looking at a business opportunity, that is a game changer, not to a 100-year-old industry like taxis or to the Kodak photo industry like Instagram that ran Kodak, another 100-year-old business, out of business. I'm watching the results of what is about to happen, both with Airbnb. I mean, these companies they're not just changing industries. They're not running established icons into extinction. But they are also, as we move forward, setting up a more permanent existence than almost any companies that are going along today have. Things are changing so rapidly. And so because we've got all four qualities of disruption, simplicity, hard to duplicate, noble cause, plus we're app-based and subscription-based. So think about if you are going to decide in the future what do I want to become involved with. And I want you to, I mean, most people don't sit down and study business philosophy like I see Frank doing in the mornings. But, you know, that stuff's important because the reality is he's doing so well. He and Teresa are doing so well because they understand the true nature of how wealth is created and the true nature of what is here today and here tomorrow versus what is here today and gone tomorrow. And so they are, you know, we have huge change in society. Now write this down. Because it's important. I do not know any other business that fits the Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger model of low capital, extremely high ROI. Millions of dollars for Elizabeth and I, millions of dollars for the Cohens and many, many others for $100 investment. And here we go. And just throws off cash. I do not know anywhere that you can go that you can create a 40-year retirement stream of income, what 40 years of working would do in setting up a retirement stream of income, how you can do a 40-year retirement stream of income in 3 to 5 years with an initial investment of $100 or under $200 if you count licensing and everything else. There's nowhere else. That's why Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger talked about that. They were able to buy some of those businesses early on, but he says they're so few and far between now. Because of the lack of the numbers of those, they've had to go to capital intensive that are hard to duplicate. Well, we're low capital, high ROA, but hard to duplicate. And so empirically, you're not going to be able to prove anywhere else you can go with the result as quickly as we have set up over the next 44 months as the company invests to ignite the rocket to explode the growth. And that's what they're about to do. I mean, our CEO's telling us, we're going to grow tenfold in 44 months, and we're going to do whatever it takes. Well, what it's going to take, folks, is driving a sales force to explode the business. That means they're going to be doing some extraordinary things for us, and rightly so, because it's a good business model for them as well. Elizabeth was there. I mean, we could continue along this path of noble cause. I will close with one thing I haven't been talking about a lot lately, but
two things. I wanted you to talk about the investment of time now versus.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
And then I know you had a couple of stories of how people were just working their businesses differently that you wanted to share with people.
Absolutely.
That I wanted you to talk about.
Absolutely. As I have experienced, okay, but also as I look at and I'm reading businesses, how they're being built today, and I sit with the Frank Cohen and listen to the Buffetts and the Mungers of the world, I've come to the absolute conclusion that an hour's worth of time today is worth 100 hours of time next year. Let me repeat that. An hour's worth of time today is worth 100 hours next year. And so that is the first thing. With all the, all of what we just talked about with the business models and the hard to duplicate and noble cause and with all that said, timing matters. So, there are many things. You could have bought real estate at a low in 08 and 09. You can't do that today. Timing matters. This company, as it begins to explode, our businesses are going to explode. A year from now, you will not get the same result that you will get from engaging now. So that's the first thing. The second thing is people are just, I literally, as Elizabeth said, cannot get off the phone because this business is becoming much easier to do. If you don't have GoPro downloaded onto your phone, there's something wrong because that book does three things. Number one, it teaches you to be a professional. Number two, it simplifies the business. And number three, you can duplicate it so your team can grow. And I am, Teresa used to make me, I'd call and ask a question, and she'd make me go on the web to find the answer. She wouldn't even tell me. I knew she knew it, but she was helping me out by making me find the answer. GoPro will tell you how to expose somebody, what you should do. It also tells you how to handle every object. It covers every single objection you will ever get to this business. And if you listen to Eric, he actually tells you how to say it. You can use his words. The thing that most people miss is getting people started. We have to slow down to speed up. And what I have discovered over the last few days with a new recruit of ours that Elizabeth and I have, as I listen to him and as I start working with him, following his advice, I mean, my God, this past year has been great, but we're going to explode this business this next year because I'm just doing something that, oh, by the way, they will be able to do when I get through. And I had a half a dozen calls today about a challenge here or what I say here or what I do next. And I said, go to this part of GoPro or that part of GoPro or that part of GoPro. And I want them to go see it because I want them to go back to it if they forget about it. But I also want them to tell the people that they recruit to go do the same thing. It's simple. It's duplicatable now. We have a book that says A, B, C, D. And not only do we have, with short videos like Tap Into the New Economy, we have the tools and prospect, but we're going to get more of them at the convention. And the company is continually improving things like the our PowerPoint to the fact that it's becoming a click, you get it, or click, you don't. So the business is impenetrable in terms of if you're looking at objective evidence of where else you should go. You shouldn't. It has simplified, and you're on our team call. I mean, we are, if not the fastest growing team, we are one of the fastest growing teams in North America, and I think we're the fastest growing. Steve Mee will tell you the Charleston briefing is the fastest growing, but okay, Myrtle Beach has grown tenfold in the same time. And I think Anderson Greenville has grown 3 to 5 times in size over the past year as well. So, I mean, it's everywhere around us. You're in the right place. You have the right timing. You have the right company with the right product, and you have the right tools, and the company is about to throw gasoline on the fire. Anything else, Elizabeth, that you wanted me to cover?
Well, I just, I think just giving people an example, John, and I can do it real quick here so we can kind of move on. But, you know, just really think about, like John talked about, with the Vision 2020, think about heading into momentum and you've got, you know, you get started today and you get 10, 20, 30 people on your team and you head into momentum with that many people. Well, a year from now, somebody else gets started and the company's in momentum. You know, can they, when you've got 300 or 3,000 people on your team by that point, when we get into momentum, will they ever catch you? And that's when John talks about an hour invested today will be worth 10 hours invested next year. Because it will take momentum will so grow your business that quickly that it would take that much more effort to create the same amount of you having a larger team heading into where we're headed right now with the company. And so, invest the time. Go ahead, John.
And that reminded me of one other empirical piece of evidence I want to tell you because it's just true. For a long time, I led with identity theft, and we did very, very well with it. It's been 15 years running the number one crime in the country, but it is getting nightmarish, so much so that next Friday, I will be on the North Carolina, South Carolina border in Rock Hill, South Carolina, training the attorneys from North and South Carolina on identity theft and data security, because the problem is so bad, the education portions of the courts of both states are concerned about lawyers getting hit and what they're doing for clients. And so I'm going in to train them. And I'll tell you, I'm going to tell them like I did the U.S. Justice Department and the USC School of Law last year. There is no product that you can buy anywhere at any price, period, paragraph, that approaches our product. I mean, if it was just that without Legal Shield, this would be the damnedest opportunity in the world. So I want y'all to, you got to bury your head in the sand and ignore the facts, ignore the evidence, not to get on board, get excited, and take action. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, John. I really appreciate that. All right, now we're going to go to our book review this week, and we've got a great one of our great leaders on the team that is going to do that the book review this week. Dan's Sullivan out of Tennessee is just going to do a Bill Sullivan. I'm sorry, Bill. I'm in personal development modes here. I'm sorry. Bill Sullivan out of Tennessee is just one of the great leaders in that market. He and his wife, Jan, are just such tremendous people and contribute so much to the team. And we're just excited to have you doing our book review tonight. So thanks so much, Bill. I'll turn it over to you.
Well, thank you very much. It's amazing listening to the two of you as I was thinking about this book. I mean, you guys are talking about this book, and when you guys asked me to do this book review, all I had to do was walk in my library and pull a copy off the shelf. It's been there for a long time because it is a great book. And I want to open up by reading just one little part of what he said. He said, "Your mind."
Bill, can you speak up a little, Bill?
Yes, sir. He says, "Your mind is an amazing mechanism. When your mind works one way, it can carry you forward to outstanding success. But the same mind, operating in a different manner, can also produce total failure." And he's talking about, you know, everybody is pretty diet conscious. We calorie count. We spend all kinds of money on vitamins and minerals and dietary supplements and stuff because we know that what we put into our body reflects what our body is going to look like. It reflects what our physical stamina and our resistance to disease and all that kind of stuff, even how long we live, are related to what we eat. And it says the body is what the body is fed, but by the same token, the mind is what the mind is fed. And I'll tell you, this book that we're talking about right now is called The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. It is some excellent, excellent food for the mind. It's almost impossible to condense into a couple of minutes, but he says the number one obstacle to the road of high-level success is somebody feeling that major accomplishment is beyond their reach. And this attitude stems from what we think. As children, we all set high goals. And then as we came along, we heard it's foolish to be a dreamer. And, you know, that's above your level. That's impractical. That's stupid, whatever it is. And we bought into that stuff. That stuff sort of poisoned our minds. But just like changing our diet habits, if we change our mental, what we put into our mind, we can reverse all that negative stuff. He says there are basically three groups of people. The first group is people who have surrendered completely, you know, to those negative thoughts. The second group is those people who have partially surrendered. And then the third group is people who will never surrender. And I tell you, if you want to know how to get into that third group of people that never surrender, get this book and read it, because the instructions are right here in the book. He said, just suppose that you tell a couple of your friends, one of these days I'm going to be the vice president of this company. You know, a lot of your friends will think you're joking. Some of them will laugh at you. You know, a lot of them might think you're delusional. But let's just say that you go repeat that same statement with equal sincerity to the president of your company. One thing is certain, he won't laugh. He'll look at you intently and ask himself, does this person really mean that? But he won't laugh, because big men do not laugh at big ideas. He goes on to talk about your attitudes. And you know, you can't, there's so much stuff in the chapter, it's hard to put it in a sentence, but he said, attitudes more than show through, they sound through too. So our attitude really sounds through in our voices. he talks about the how you think about people. He said the basic rule for success is the support of other people. That really, that is the only hurdle that we have to reach between where we are and the success we want. And I don't know of anywhere better than Legal Shield to learn the skill, because we have to learn how to get the support of other people, how to work with other people. Since they're not on our payroll, you know, we don't have any direct say. So we have to learn the soft skills of coaching and helping people to do the things that they need to do. And in the final chapter, you know, Mr. Gardner was talking earlier about getting into action. And the last chapter I'll talk about in just a second is getting into action, making that a habit. Says, as one executive of a big company said, there's a lot of almost qualified people, but sometimes there is one ingredient missing, and that's the ability to get things done, to get results. You know, great ideas aren't enough. Getting into action and doing the things that we need to do are the things that get results. But going back to where I started out for a second, he was talking about we all sort of try to watch what we put into our bodies because we know the results we'll get. Putting the right things into our mind is as important, maybe more important. And this book, The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz, if you don't have a copy of it, you're cheating yourself. This is one phenomenal book. It's one of those that you'll read over and over and over once you've gone through it the first time. And so with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, Mr. and Ms. Gardner.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Bill, and what a great job, and what a great book. And I think sometimes, you know, we don't recognize how our thinking and other people's thinking is affecting us until we immerse ourselves in books like that. I'll remember I grew up with a story seared in my mind. My father's parents' entire philosophy of life was that it was a quote-unquote sin to get above your raising. And my parents always told me, Elizabeth, if that were true, we would all still live in caves. You've got to guard yourself against people who think like that. And so we all must evolve as human beings and strive to be better. And my father, especially because he grew up in that household, lived his whole life making sure that he never communicated that beyond his parents' doors. And so sometimes we have to be the standard bearer to make sure that that philosophy doesn't go any further in our life, that something that we've heard or something that we've been influenced by stops and doesn't continue. And that requires us to take control of that. So, you know, just a fantastic book. Thank you, Bill. What a great job. So let's move on to our recognition here. So our top producers for February 6th through the 10th, we have a good number of people here on the list. We have three people tied for number five. That is Tammy White out of South Carolina, Lois Threlkeld and Amy Yosemitsu out of California, and Bernard Gaddis, all tied out of South Carolina, tied for number five. Number four, we have three people tied for number four. Nancy Setzler out of Minnesota, Diane Sloan and Joe Smith out of South Carolina, and Michelle Gerton out of North Carolina, all tied for number four. Now at number three, all alone, is John Hall out of North Carolina. Number two, all alone, is David Contorno out of North Carolina. And our number one top producer for this past week, Mr. Michael Johnson out of South Carolina. Congratulations to all of you. So now let's move on to our top recruiters. Now, guys, I have two pages of people tied at number three, which is fantastic. So we're going to go to number two. We have three people tied for number two. and two of them happen to be out of the Root household. Matthew Root and Joanne and Bruce Root tied for number two, along with Justin Rice out of Tennessee. All three of them tied for number two. And our number one top recruiter, Tammy Barber out of Ohio. Congratulations for being our top recruiter this past week. So now let's go on to our rank advancements. This past week, we have, a great number of new senior associates, which is awesome. Some level up bonuses going out for sure. Austin Wright out of South Carolina, new senior associate. Karen Harris out of North Carolina. Deborah Weitzel out of North Carolina. Ali Ibrahim, Ibrahim out of Virginia, new senior associate. Evan Legan out of Virginia, new senior associate. Christopher Delaney out of Texas, new senior associate. Tammy Barber out of Ohio, senior associate. Of course, that was our top recruiter this past week, so she's having a great week. Must have just gotten started. Congratulations. James Wright out of Tennessee, new senior associate. Dylan Wood out of Utah, new senior associate. Now a new manager, Katrina, and I know that's not how we pronounce your name. okay, she's going to have to forgive me about this. She's going to have to teach me how to pronounce her name. Stanowski, I know that's not correct, out of South Carolina. And she's a new manager, and then a new director, Gwendolyn Carter, out of South Carolina, Alfred Dawson, out of South Carolina, and Boris Levin, out of California, new directors. Congratulations to all of you. I also know, and Teresa, I don't know if you know who on your team, but I also got a notice this past week that Alicia Verdun, out of North Carolina, new senior director for this month qualified, and of course, Lois Threlkeld and Amy Yosemitsu out of California, a new senior director. And so congratulations to y'all on the team for hitting the senior director mark and for everyone else for their rank advancements this past week. What a great week. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call tonight, for participating. And we're going to have a great week, 13 days left. Remember, focus on Power 20. And be at our pizza party in Oklahoma. And, of course, again, the notice will be going out for everyone who is already pre-registered for our breakout in Oklahoma. The notice will be going out for when that training is going to be, that special training that's going to be done by Franca Coyne. If not, if you haven't already registered, still need to pre-register. And so go ahead and go to performancefamily.com or performancefamilyevent.com. And get your ticket for our breakout in Oklahoma. We hope to see all of you there. Y'all have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Good night, everybody.